Good morning and welcome back to the Bank Summit in Boxborough, Massachusetts. I'm Laura Alex with the Warren Group, and right now I'm talking with Ron Schenk. He is the Chief Technology Officer for Oxford Networks in Maine, is it?
That's correct.
All right. Yes. Thanks for joining me, Ron.
Well, good morning, Laura. Thanks. Nice to be here today.
It's nice to have you. So you guys are a phone or a networking company up in Maine. You recently got into the cloud business. Give us the lowdown on that and why you decided to expand in that way.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Oxford Networks was formed over 100 years ago as a telephony telegraph company in Maine. That's where the roots started. In the early 2000s, we really adopted a huge fiber network build and became one of the earliest fiber-to-the-prem providers, if you would, in the state. As more and more services were being offered to our customers, they actually were asking us for more technology services. And so taking us outside of the realm of telephony and networking into technology and compute. And to do that, we acquired a large, really secure data center that was a NATO-built facility on the Brunswick Naval Air Station. It's one of two in the world. It's really secure. It's an amazing place. We've made an investment to the tune of right around $10 million to make that a very modern, secure data center facility, which is now allowing us to expand through New England and beyond.
Awesome. So you've mentioned the word secure a couple of times already. I was hoping it seems like security, cybersecurity, data security, any type of security is really on people's minds right now. Can you address that?
Sure. Absolutely. It's paramount. You read about it every day. Probably one of the reasons why we're having a cybersecurity summit there in November. Sponsored by our state senator and the chamber and so forth. Everything associated with the cloud is predicated by, number one, certainly being able to get the traffic there. That's why the network is so important and so relevant. But number two, security, right? And so, it's been a huge part of our investment. It's a 24/7, top of mind topic for us, because we know that as our customers want to feel secure, it's even more important that their customers know that they are taking those steps and are in a place that is secure.
Certainly. So now you guys are based up in Maine. We're in Massachusetts today. Obviously, you're trying to expand your geographic reach a little bit. What brought you to the Bank Summit this year?
Yeah. So, the products and services that we offer, and I'll segue this just a bit, in that we recently, a month ago, acquired a Behring Communications out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which added another 1,000 miles of fiber to our network in New Hampshire and throughout Massachusetts. And so you can sort of get the sense of, our growth path and our continual plans for growth. And so having the network, having four data centers, being very, very relevant to disaster recovery, high availability, allowing people to put their IT in places that are very, very safe, sort of out of the general metro areas. One of the reasons that we think we've got a great product set to move further down throughout New England.
Okay. And this may not be a fair question, as I understand you just got here, but first impressions so far, Bank Summit?
Yeah, no, it looks pretty neat. I've walked through the exhibition area here. There's a lot of different folks here, a lot of different products. What I like are the breakout sessions, and I plan to attend some of those this morning, and really just trying to get to know folks. We've been around for 100 and something years.
We call
ourselves a 115-year-old startup because of the recent changes.
Certainly, yeah.
And we really need to get to know folks, and really they need to get to know us, because products and services are so relevant to this industry right now.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the day here at the Bank Summit, and thank you for stopping by the podcast and chatting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Appreciate it.